This legislative session, as in many past, Hawaii's counties asked for a larger share of the transit accommodation tax. It didn't happen. On Hawaii Island, that left some county council members to consider other means of raising more money. One of them is Dennis Onishi. His proposal to add a half percentage surcharge to the county's general excise tax will be heard again early next week. We spoke yesterday, and I asked him how that would be palatable to residents who don't want to see any of their taxes increase.
First of all, why I was proposing to approve Hawaii County to getting the GET was because we have a timeline where we need to act on it before June 30th, 2016.
Right.
If the Kauai County does not act on it, then they have no options after that. Okay. So what I wanted to see was giving the next administration, because come December 5th or whatever that date is, the new administration would be taking over, and they would have the option to decide if they wanted to use it or not, because then they would have till January of 2018 to either to accept it in their administration or they could repeal it. And so that's one of the major reasons why I wanted to have this pass with this present council.
Now, you're terming out, so for you at this point, that also gives you the opportunity to do or say things that maybe if you were up for re-election, you might be a little more hesitant to say. Wondering if that played into the strategy for trying to keep this option open?
No, to me was that I just wanted to have, like I say, the next mayor coming in to decide if that person wants to use it or not.
But isn't this really a matter for the constituents to decide? I mean, there are a lot of people, I'm sure, who don't like the idea of having their GET increase.
Well, okay, so then we reflect back to the legislators, right? Because they're the ones that had passed this law, and they're the ones that now is saying, okay, counties, you guys have the opportunity, okay? And so, you know, being on the council for 8 years, going to the Capitol for 8 years in lobbying for, like you mentioned earlier about the TAT, is that they always use that against us and saying that you folks had the option to raise your GET 0.5% to help with your budget. But we used to say is that, hey, it was only for transportation. It was not used for anything else. So how can you say that because we don't take the GET or approving the GET, now you're going to punish us with the TAT? And so, to me, that's another avenue. That was another reason why I wanted to pass it too, is because I'm terming out. The next council that comes in, and whoever represents the Big Island on our HSAC, which is the Hawaii State Association of Counties, goes to the Capitol to lobby for the TAT.
As they did this year and have done just about every year I can remember.
Right, correct. And every year I've been going out for getting the increase, but we couldn't budge on, you know, getting them to support us. But they always brought that up. So the next person comes in that takes my place going to face the same situation. And the legislator is going to tell that person that, hey, you guys had the opportunity and you guys didn't take advantage of it. So now you guys want more TAT?
Good.
That's another reason why I wanted to do that. And even if I wasn't, or if I was going to be on the next term, I would still support this. The public doesn't really understand how this is going to work. Because I just had someone from not my district that had emailed me, bashing me and telling me that he's going to give me a chance to respond to his email. If not, he's just going to send letters to the newspaper and telling how bad I am. So just the other day, I had a face-to-face meeting with him in my office. I explained everything of how this is going to work and why we're doing it and what is the options we have. And then after the meeting, he was all okay. And he said, you know, Councilman Fresh Onishi, you really explained it very good. So now I understand what this is all about.
Do you think that most people are getting that understanding?
No. I think we're not explaining to them enough we're not showing them numbers. Like, for example, if you spend $100, most retailers will charge you 0.04166, okay? So you're going to be paying on a retail tax, the GET, $4 and maybe 16 cents. If this is approved and say the county does utilize the half percent, the tax would come out to 0.04666. So the tax that you'd be paying off $100 would be $4.67. So it's 50 cents more based on the $100 that you spend. And then if you look at this other picture, if someone who spends on goods and services of $40,000 a year, that increase of tax they're going to be paying is $200 more based on $40,000 of goods and services that they spend. Now, if someone can spend $40,000 a year, what is their income?
At this point, a lot of people may say that may be just a tangential issue to what's really happening, which is to understand that the counties have been in this long, embattled situation with the legislature to be able to get more money through the TAT. So how then do you explain it to other council members so that they can explain that to some of their constituents, that this is just an option or a way to look as if the county is doing everything it can to be as effective as it can in raising as much money as it can?
I had another meeting with the business community. I had with the chambers. I had with the associations. I had with the Board of Realtors. The other option for Hawaii County would be getting more revenue from our property tax, but not raising our property tax rates. So what we would need to do as a county or council and working with the businesses is getting more land, more vacant lands into production.
And production for what?
Like into like commercial, into residential, into industrial, into getting into more ag, you know, productive, you know, more, not like pasture lands, but more like into like, you know, vegetables or fruits or whatever that can be productive that going to help increase the revenue on those lands that going to be developed.
All right. Well, for the moment, we've got to leave it there just in the interest of time, but we're going to be watching this and seeing if some of the reasoning behind why you introduced this bill and some of the explanations that you've been giving to fellow council members is going to translate into broader public understanding. Thanks so much for the call this morning.
Sure, no problem.
Dennis Onishi represents District 3 on the Hawaii County Council.